I just love police checkpoints. I just really enjoy being woken up at 1 a.m. and have three policemen in my hotel room, and then having to go out and stand in a searchlight for 20 minutes, which happened last night. Yeah, I really love it.
Okay, so there's not much access. What are some of the things that have come out of past meetings, or perhaps some of the things that you think might come out of this year's meeting?
Well, I guess you could say Europe would be one thing. The Bilderberg Group has been one of the engines of forming the super state. It's very pro-European, obviously, as a group, which is why you had figures like Ken Clark, for example, who was on the steering committee for ages. It's packed with Europhiles.
And what about some more kind of cutting-edge themes like high tech? I know artificial intelligence is on the agenda this year.
The Bilderberg Group is pretty good at keeping up to date with things. They've started shifting some sort of high-tech people onto their steering committee. So you've got people like Eric Schmidt, the executive chairman of Google, and now you've got Alex Karp and Peter Thiel. So Alex Karp is from Palantir, and Peter Thiel is who set up PayPal, and he's on the board of Facebook. So these are kind of really big players in the tech world.
Yeah,
And
Palantir was allegedly the company
yes.
behind the CIA tracking down Osama bin Laden. So
Well,
quite an incredible story.
the CIA has a strong history within Bilderberg. If you look back at the early meetings, it's pretty much set up by the CIA and Wall Street, along with a bit of British intelligence as well.
And what about the lack of transparency? Why is it so secretive?
Well, I suppose the why isn't as important as the fact that it is, and the fact that it being so secretive is a problem when you have so many politicians there. They're not just popping in for a chat. This is a 3-day event. They've got three prime ministers here. The president of Austria is here. George Osborne is here again. He loves it here. It's the fact that these people are here with so many very, very senior heads of giant hedge funds and banks and energy companies for so long that makes it problematic, and that they don't report back on what happens. The best you get is some kind of feeble attempt on the ministerial transparency data to say that they just attended. Although, when George Osborne declared it last time, he said it was in Switzerland, when in fact it was in Copenhagen. And all they say is, well, we had a general discussion, and that's supposed to be a transparent statement there from a minister. And it's not good enough in this age where we've had this government trumpeting transparency now for the best part of 5 years.
What's in it for them being so sort of secretive? Is it just a chance for people to kind of shun the media for a change?
If the people weren't ministers and prime ministers and finance ministers, I wouldn't care who they shunned. But unfortunately, they are. So that's what's problematic here, is the presence of elected officials and elected public servants, and with precious little oversight from the media or anyone, in fact. So when you think about the fact that you've got these people who are extremely senior, you know, got foreign ministers and finance ministers, and they're discussing things like Greece, and they're discussing it with giant multi-billion-dollar hedge funds, that's when it's problematic, when you have them discussing policy and future actions on such a large geopolitical scale. They're the people who are going to benefit from this. It's often spun that, you know, they're meeting for the benefit of the world, and it's good that they talk, but it's certainly good for JP Morgan and good for Goldman Sachs, but I don't know if it's good for me and you.